Donald's view.
You have to know what's going on first. Then you go from there. You go from learning to doing. The worst thing is to learn hard lessons by doing before learning. Learning in itself is an investment. Robin and I are trying to bring that home to you in an accessible way. Rules aren't always pleasant, but unless you're in a position to change the rules, laws, and constraints, it's a good idea to know about them. For example, I've had people come to me with what they thought would be a tremendous development, the building to end all buildings. Then I find out they know nothing about zoning. In New York City, zoning rules. It's like saying you're going to build a ship to end all ships, but that you know nothing about shipyards. How do you sail out of the harbor if you don't know how to build a ship? Episodes like this, and believe me, there are more than you might imagine, really make me wonder about the way people think. Education is supposed to help us think. The thinking process seems to be lacking in a lot of people, even those with education. This is serious business, but it doesn't mean we can't have some fun along the way. I have to tell you, Robert thinks big, and his determination to educate people financially has taken on global dimensions. Rightly so. It's a global problem. But the solutions can start with you and with us. Robert has spotlighted some very real problems that face us all today. 1. A growing trade deficit. 2. A growing national debt. 3. A falling dollar. 4. Baby boomers without money. 5. Entitlement mentality. 6. Higher oil prices. 7. Tax breaks for the rich. Any one of these problems could spell financial ruin for any country. It's more important than ever that you educate yourself and your family so that you can protect yourself financially in the future. Through education, you gain vision. Through vision, you gain the ability to spot economic problems and turn them into economic opportunities. However, you must be careful about what kind of education you receive. The bottom line is you have to learn to think for yourself. Robert and I are not here to do the thinking for you, but because we've both done a lot of thinking and have been successful, we believe that what we have to say might be able to lift some of the fog from the financial horizon. Both Robert and I have used the term financial IQ in our writings. We all have our definitions of financial IQ, but it's a living term, therefore it's always changing. To me, it means having the ability to chart the economic waters nationally and internationally, to be able to look beyond the present and into the future, and to make decisions based on those assessments and insights. That's not an easy endeavor, and it's a daily discipline, but it's a necessary discipline if one is to succeed in today's world.